Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio at 540-371-5756 or comment on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
We're going to talk about the Kaylee Leahy Day of Service this morning. It is the 8th annual Kaylee Leahy Day of Service, and lots to talk about. And John and Leslie Leahy are back here this morning. Good morning and welcome back. We have talked about this even before the first one came into existence, and it's hard to believe that we're now talking about an 8th Kaylee Leahy Day of Service. You two just must be just thrilled.
Yeah, we are. And thanks for having us back, Ted.
It's always good. Also back, Katie Horning is here, one of Kaylee's teachers and a JM teacher today, and someone really involved in this. Hi, Katie.
Hi, good morning, Ted.
And for the first time here, Elizabeth Rem is here. She's on the school.
Ream.
Thank you. She's on the school board. She has been involved with this. And Elizabeth, it's good to have you here this morning.
Thank you. It's nice to be here.
So.
Can I start this off?
That's right. You wanted to start this off.
Yes,
go ahead.
I wanted to have a Valentine's message to you, Ted, and to all your listeners today and in the future. As we know, radio shows are now forever. Roses are red. Kaylee's color is blue. You make our community a better place by just being you.
Aww.
It's radio.
Yeah. Happy Valentine's Day.
Yes, on Valentine's
Day. No one
Day.
Has ever read me, ever done a Valentine for me on the air on Valentine's Aww. Day. So
yeah, we did a little special one for you too there.
I see that. So this is, and I have my own little Valentine here. And so this is just terrific. The Kaylee Leahy Day of Service is where students primarily from JM, city schools are involved in service projects. Before we get into this, we should talk about your daughter Kaylee, and this is named in her memory, and it's really named. It really was her passion was service.
Yes. So this January 27th was Kaylee's the 4th anniversary of her death. So we had January is always a hard month. So we all kind of go. 4 years ago today, Kaylee left the planet and the shape that, as a viable person that was going to make a difference in the world. So what we're doing is we're carrying the torch for her and continuing the work that she started as a young girl. But more importantly, it was at JM where I always say she got her voice and her activism through Amnesty International. I must sound like a broken record, but that really was her launching point. And yeah. I think it was the bullhorn. You know, she was in D.C. doing Get on the Bus and, you know, really lobbying for human rights. And from there, it was no going back.
Yeah, Kaylee really loved her Fredericksburg community, and as she got older, she became super passionate about community service and justice and human rights and you know, that experience with Amnesty International Club at JM really gave her, I think, a lot of perspective and an opportunity for leadership.
Yeah, and what's interesting is some of the services that we support, Kaylee was a volunteer for that organization, like for Tree Fredericksburg, for Downtown Greens, for Fairy Godmother Project.
And Habitat for Humanity.
And Habitat for Humanity. Yeah, we've done Habitat through this service project.
What always interests me, Katie, is to see how many students usually at one of the questions is how many students here knew Kaylee, and that number as the years go by goes down, but the numbers that are getting involved in this now that never knew Kaylee but that want to get involved in service that's really exciting.
Truly, and at our last event where we were able to listen to people who did know Kaylee. Claire Camber, my daughter Isabel.
Yeah.
People were very much inspired by what they heard, and you could tell just by their reactions that it was all a very warming piece. And I think sometimes we don't realize how easy it is to get involved or how easy it is to just really care about something that you never even knew about yourself. And so that's the piece I see in the students when they come through and they have this aha moment of, oh, I can be more like this girl I never even met, but this is pretty cool. They own it for themselves.
Because a lot of times people just will say, I want to get involved in something, but I don't know how to even start. This does kind of, you were able to see needs, and you hope that when they go off to college or if they stay in this community or whatever community they're in, they're able to get involved.
And we make it easy for, I mean, well, Leslie and John make it really easy for them just in terms of exposure and the repetitiveness of the events that they can sign up for. And that's where I really see a lot of traction. Kids will talk about, oh, you've got to do Tree Fredericksburg, or oh, you want to do Painting Maury. And it becomes more of a hype thing, and they forget that they're doing something great, but they feel that afterward, and so that word of mouth continues.
You mentioned your daughter. She spoke at the last one. How old is she again?
Isabel is 10.
She had such composure.
I don't know where she came from.
It was so fun. It was amazing to watch her, but it was also amazing to watch you and your husband there just, I think, really surprised, too, that she pulled it off.
Well, we're true introverts when it comes to public speaking, and here she is just loving being in the spotlight.
Yeah.
And she felt so passionately about it because she actually feels quite privileged that she got to know Kaylee. You know, she's talking about somebody that she knew, that she met, and that she is inspired to do the things she does because of her. And, you know, it makes her feel quite special in the whole event. So Leslie and John honored her with that ask.
Yes.
Elizabeth, you've been involved in this from the get-go. And, I mean, this has been going on over the years now. And I guess spring and fall, you put it on your calendar and you're there.
I put it on the calendar as soon as I find out the date. And, yeah, I really enjoy doing it. And last year, my kids all did it. My husband's done it.
Yeah.
All, as a family, we've done it. But I, you know, I knew Kaylee. And for me, there's a lot of things about honoring Kaylee, but there's also a lot of things about bringing it forward, you know, getting the kids inspired, working side by side with a lot of them is... makes it really a fun day. I mean, you know, it's service, but it's also really a fun event. I mean, I love coming out and doing it. So, you know, when I find the date, it's on my calendar and I'm there.
Well, and involved with the school board as you are, for the school board, you just think of what this does overall to the school. And to have so many students involved in service, you got to feel really good about that.
Yeah, and a lot of the service projects have involved the school. We've painted rocks down at the Walker Grant Center, and we've done trees, we've done gardening work, we've done, this year they're going to do the Giving Tree. So there's a lot of things. I mean, the kids have some ownership in what they're doing. They're doing projects that affect them also, so it's meaningful for them. But I really love to see that as a school board member, seeing kids get excited about service, which is one of the qualities we hope for graduates to have is a good, I don't know the right word I'm thinking of, but to become good citizens, service is part of that.
Sure it is. Yeah. CLServiceProject.org, the website, if you want to find out more about this. We are talking about the Kaylee Leahy Day of Service. The 8th of these is on April the 4th in the city. And that's our focus this morning. We need to take a quick break. We'll be back and continue on with this. John and Leslie Leahy here. Katie Hornan is here. And Elizabeth Rehm is here. More on News Talk 1230.
You're listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. Got a question for today's guest? Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Shue.
The Kaylee Leahy Day of Service is our focus this morning. It is April the 4th at sites around the city. Let's talk about some of those sites. Leslie and John Leahy here, along with Katie Hornan and Elizabeth Rehm, talking about the Kaylee Leahy Day of Service. You always, Leslie, have lots of spots. And there are certain spots I will never... Even when I go, and I know they've changed the name, the donut shop.
Freddy's.
Yes, that's what it is now. I always think of you picking up litter over there. And certain people I just associate with these with different projects, Katie. But lots of you're never. You've done a great job, Leslie and John, over the years of, I think, really introducing the community to a lot of these nonprofits and in the needs that they have.
Yeah, well, what we did was after the first day of service, we asked the students, like, what did you like best? What could we improve upon? And one of the areas was more options. And we heard that pretty loud and clear. But, of course, we started with, like, 30 volunteers. And, you know, we're now at, you know, about 150. At the last day of service, we had 165 volunteers. So, I mean, we're making good, you know, good progress and growing it, but not necessarily we don't want it huge, but we're doing a good job. So what we've ultimately become is kind of, we've gotten these relationships with seven services. I always like the magic, lucky number seven, right? And we have, you know, they first were very welcoming to us, but they didn't really know what our students could do for them. And I tell you now, I mean, you reach out to the service organization and they can't wait. And we start dreaming about projects and more, and that's where I get really excited, and I want to grow the services as well. But we have these seven that have just opened their doors to us. Downtown Greens is we're always working in the gardens, and they sometimes have other events for us to work because they have to fundraise to stay open as well. So sometimes our students help with those events. And then Tree Fredericksburg, we've planted hundreds of trees through the day of service, over 120 at JM. We have we've made JM an urban campus, a very active one with
urban forest.
Urban forest, yes. So that's awesome. And the Friends of Rappahannock, we've just picked up so much litter, but our students have also done a few kind of niche things, like work on an invasive species project. And they've done some, you know, work with the wetlands, and where the work they did at the wetlands is there's a boardwalk and it was in really bad repair, and the students were out there hammering and getting it all ready for school groups to come and experience that wetland area. And then Lois Hand's Hope House, that has been just a gift for us. The students in the fall decorate it for the holidays, for the holidays being Halloween and Thanksgiving. And then in the spring, we awaken their gardens. And it's just lovely for their community that live there to have, you know, a vibrant exterior. Fairy Godmother Project is so near and dear to us because we actually are still served by Fairy Godmother Project through their bereavement program, but they also took such good care of us when Kaylee was alive and trying to fight her two cancers, and they remain just a force and a passion for us. And our students, it's help them with, they do a lot of fundraising, so we often help them with their events. Planning of their events. And we've also helped with the Josh Hardy celebration and getting that things ready for them for their fall event. And then one of the places we call Harbor House, it's actually Mary Washington Healthcare Grief Support Services. And Kaylee actually volunteered there as a middle school student helping teen bereavement groups young children. And our students do all kinds of things there. And they mainly used to clean and tidy things up so that their volunteers could come in and just hit the ground running with their therapy groups and their grief support. And now they're expanding to the other events. They have a new one coming up in July, and we've helped with their Luminaire event last November. And, of course, near and dear to us, and Dr. Rochelle always wanted us to have projects with the Fredericksburg City Schools. And we've had most of them at JM. But last fall, she asked if we could have one at the Walker Grant Center. And we painted rocks and we planted a garden, a spirit garden, because that's what they wanted. And so we were so blessed. And this spring, we're going to be working hand in hand with a Giving Tree. So just wow. And
what when you think about what you're doing in the community, and boy, Elizabeth, you hear some of those a number of those places does really help city schools, and right. which is a great give back, just because Kaylee was a product of city schools.
Right. It's a huge help. Leslie and Dr. Rochelle have come up with some really interesting projects, and a lot of them really have made more beautiful.
Yeah.
The schools. But then, you know, it leads to more things too.
Oh, it does. I go by Morey Stadium all the time, and you see when they painted a few years ago when they
did that. That's our project.
It's iconic. Yeah.
We update. That's a project about every 2 years. We spruce it up and paint.
And I think it's really special for the students that participated in that. You know, every time they go by, to be able to look and say, "Hey, I was part of that."
Right. All of these projects, I go by and I see all of these things. And whether you go by Hope House or any of these downtown greens, and you think about something that those students did, and I just observed it. They were part of it.
Yeah. Maybe 20 years from now, bringing their kids by JM. And
wow.
Saying, I planted that tree.
Yeah.
Yeah, and what's something, Katie just reminded me that the SCA at James Monroe High School, it's Student Council Association. We're so into acronyms, right? they actually Mr. Gordon has works with the students to fund the JM projects, such as the paint that's needed for Morey Stadium, for the things that's going to the panels that are going to be painted for the Giving Tree. So they've been very generous, and another club actually provided all the materials for Hope House for the fall decorations a year and a half ago. We are so thankful. We have these amazing sponsors now. We have now 5 sponsors that cover the entire day of service. And that's, what does it cover? It's t-shirts. T-shirts are super expensive. We have the best t-shirts ever. We have some color on them, and they're awesome. And we are so thankful to White Oak Animal Hospital, Susie Stone, Century 21, J. Bryan Tap Room, Black Hawk Homes, and our newest is the Rappahannock Development Corporation, and also a shout out to 2 stores that are going to be doing banners for us. One is the Area UPS Stores and Fast Signs of Fredericksburg, and those are going to be coming soon. So we are now bringing in sponsors and others, people with some money, to help fund this event, because it's not free for us.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Yeah, gardening, they help support the supplies, the plants, the mulch for painting, the paintbrushes, and so forth.
Food.
So and snacks for the volunteers, water. So, it's really great to have the financial support of the sponsors to make it a really effective day.
Yeah.
I've said to you before, I look at this and I just think, Kaylee would just be saying, well done. Well done, Mom and Dad. I mean, as hard as it was, and I remember, John, seeing when you wrote the night she passed away that a great light has gone out. You've kept it. You two have kept that light lit. Just because I look at this and I just knowing her passion for this, and it just keeps growing. I remember before any of this happened, you and I sitting in this very the three of us sitting in this very studio talking about this and wondering. You know, I wonder where this will go, and look where it's gone.
Yeah, it's she was, a really great spirit, and I'm sure that she would be looking at this now and having all kinds of great ideas about what we're not doing.
Yes.
We should be doing.
Yes.
No.
But you could have done this. But no, it's just the numbers and to see, especially because I was really sad when it had to move away from your house just because of, for a number of reasons. One of them was numbers. But you saw those that at JM in the fall, the numbers were just huge. They weren't, you wouldn't have even, because I had said, I guess you're going to have to go to the Dorothy Hart Center. And I remember one of you said, I don't think that'll be big enough.
And then I had Jack Hyland say, oh, you could come and hang out behind J. Bryan's Tap Room. We got a nice garden for you, but I don't think we could even fit there.
No.
And then the city schools, JM, welcomed us there, and it was an awesome experience. And it's moving forward. That's the perfect place for us to launch. So we're thrilled. But, I think, in terms of our sponsors, which are awesome, we have developed a student planning committee. So we have about 25 students that recruit their fellow students. And that has really, we're in our second year, just like with the sponsorship, we're in our second year. And, you know, we just always are trying new things to try to, how can we make a bigger impact, and how we can keep students coming back for service. So we are just thrilled with this. You know, it's often the planning committee never gets mentioned, but they're so important. And there's going to be a team of them today, and we're going to be just going at students at lunchtime and saying, sign up for one of these. Do it today.
I have heard about this, and Katie's talked about this, about how there's no turning Leslie down.
No. Kids just look at her and like, okay, I'll sign up. But it's usually the best marketing tool with our friend over here in the corner, whom your listeners can't see. But
it's a huge bear.
The huge bear.
Leslie brings that guy around like he weighs nothing, and the kids just want to touch him and pet him like, okay, I'll sign up, cool. And it's a great energy generating tool. In addition to our other great energy generating tools.
Yeah, the bear. I mean, the bear is great. This was Kaylee's bear. We don't know its name, no recollection. But this bear has so much love. So it's about time to give the bear a name. So today I Googled, I always love that Google, and I said, why a name is important? And I found, a person's name is to him or her the sweetest and most important sound in any language. That's Dale Carnegie. And I thought, how appropriate for Valentine's Day today. So we're kicking off the contest to name the bear. So we're excited. And, you know, some of the students have already given us some names, ideas. And what do you think they are?
I have no idea because I'm just looking at it.
What do you guys think?
What
do you guys think?
Oh. Could it be Ted or Teddy?
No. It is, by Joe. You could have the bear named after you.
I don't know that I don't know that I really want that.
Somebody suggested Schubel for a last name.
I'm thinking this is a bad idea, and that we want to just.
Yeah, I've always called the Service Bear, and some other students called Service Sammy, Paws. So we're going to have just a lot of fun with the bear. And the hitch is, you have to sign up and turn in your permission form to get naming rights. So what do you think about that? And that was the planning committee's idea.
It's always a hook.
Always that hook.
Yeah.
So we're excited for the bear today to give some love.
And we'll have a picture. We'll include that on our Facebook page, a picture of the bear. We need to take a quick break. The Kaylee Leahy Day of Service, it's on April the 4th. That is our focus this morning. When we come back, we're going to talk about another part of the service day is the Kaylee Leahy Scholarship. And we'll get into that. CLServiceProject.org if you want to get more information on this. We need to take a quick break. We'll be right back on News Talk 1230 WFVA. It's 8:31.
I had the radio on. I'm listening to
Talk Done Right. News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg, a Centennial Broadcasting Station. This is Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. Miss an episode of Town Talk? No problem. Just subscribe to the Town Talk podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Google Music. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
It's the Kaylee Leahy Day of Service this morning. Our focus, April 4th, is the 8th annual Kaylee Leahy Day of Service. And we were just talking off air, Leslie, just about the volunteer hours now that doing the Day of Service is pretty spectacular, just with the people and the projects and wow.
It is. You know, last night I actually transferred like a paper spreadsheet into like a formal one on the computer.
Well, that sounds like fun.
And I
wish you could invite us all over.
I know. But it gave me these amazing statistics, which my friends here were able to interpret. Although I'm an electrical engineer by degree, I don't do it anymore. But we have volunteered over 3,300 hours in our 7 days of service. And that's just on the service day. It doesn't put in the time that these students recruit, that the behind the scenes. But Elizabeth was able to interpret that into another amazing statistic.
We decided it's 2080 is the number of hours that a full-time worker works in 1 year. So if you look at, what did you say, 3,300 hours?
Mm-hmm.
That's almost a year and a half worth of one full-time worker.
Yeah, so we've got a worker in the community doing it all.
That's pretty amazing.
We've had 832 volunteers
volunteer days.
Yeah.
And many of them are repeat offenders.
Like Elizabeth.
Like Elizabeth and Katie.
Yeah.
But then there's Ted. Ted, is this your... This is not your eighth day.
It's not my eighth day. No, we talk about this every time.
Oh, but you have. Katie reminds me why you missed it. You do have children.
Yes.
And your son was in the band.
No. It was an activity at UVA. Let's just say.
Okay.
And so let's just. But no, I
an excused actor.
It was an excused actor.
But your son was in the band.
I never had anybody in the band.
No, who's in the band? The cadets.
Yeah, right.
Jeez,
yeah,
that's
Virginia
even more
Tech.
Important. I'm sorry about that.
So,
yeah.
But yeah, no, that was, I've lived to regret that miss because that one has followed me around.
Oh, we have a with that.
Yes, well, but you forget that.
Well, yeah.
I will never forget it.
Because, you know, Ted, you're so important to this day of service. I don't know if it could have the impact that it does without, you know, you're my publicity manager.
Well, it is great when you, the speakers that you have had every time, someone always has a different, Katie's been a speaker, we've been a number of students have been speakers, like in Katie's daughter who knew Kaylee.
We've got two more. They're a surprise. They're always a surprise for the April 4th day.
They really do put a lot of context to everything. And I think whether you knew Kaylee or not, And I knew Kaylee just really briefly, but you listen to those students talk about the impact they had, and especially the speakers that were her friends will talk about how they didn't know how to get involved or have the courage to get involved, but Kaylee gave them the courage, and I just think that speaks to anybody.
Yeah, I mean that's who Kaylee was. You know, she had this sort of no pressure way of making you want to follow her and get involved.
Yeah, and what was interesting is we had at her funeral, which was just 4 years ago,
this week,
we had a community member come for her son who was at college and he couldn't come, and her name was Billy Bailey, is that it is? Mm-hmm. And she wrote this beautiful piece to all her colleagues about, it ended with, you know, find your inner Kaylee. And because she was really moved by the things that she'd heard and the experience that she had at the funeral at St. Mary's. And that's what I feel like is Kaylee's giving people the courage to get out of their comfort zone and just be somebody that maybe they never have been, or somebody that they want to be or they want to try to be. And it really does bring out the best in people when they volunteer, because it's something for the greater good.
Well, and Katie, you had her as a student, and then you were her homebound teacher. And I guess at some point you realized there's something different about, because all teachers have those students, and I'm sure you said there's something different about this student.
Oh, absolutely. No, we've talked before about her writing prowess and how she just absolutely hooked me. And I just kind of, you know, before she was ill, she was a force to be reckoned with and, you know, helped me. And it was some time ago that I had Kaylee in my class. Still young enough to know that I had a lot more to learn. And when a student can inspire you and teach you things, she was doing that before she knew she had something to inspire me with.
Yeah.
And I just kind of kept coming back, and I recruited her for yearbook because I was like, girl, you can write. Come on board here. And unfortunately, that didn't work out. But what it really became is more of a friendship. She was always that older soul. And so in her senior year, sure, I was her homebound teacher, but we'd go and we'd catch up and talk about things. I mean, it was talking to a peer, and that was the beautiful thing about her. She made everybody feel like an equal, and really, she kept passing forward that confidence of, you want that? Go do that. What's stopping you from doing that? And so she really continues to inspire a lot of my decisions in life, and I know I'm a better person for it.
Yeah.
Well, you know, shortly after she died, it was the teachers at JM that she inspired and that were her peers who wanted to start a scholarship, and we got a scholarship funded within a month.
Yeah,
so
very
she died
quickly.
In June. Yeah, and we awarded the first $2,500 scholarship in the 2016 at JM's graduation, and it was amazing. And we have now given away $10,000. We've had four scholarships awarded at JM's graduation. We're getting ready for our fifth. And that's what really started all of this, is the scholarship. And that's kind of why we started our nonprofit, is because we needed to raise funds, and the school had been the one getting the money, the 501c3. So it was the JM bookkeeper, Erica Farley, that said, why don't you guys start a nonprofit? It's kind of easy. Maybe for some. But it was a really wonderful experience, and we have launched the nonprofit, the Kaylee Leahy Service Project, so that as the fundraising mechanism for the scholarship, because our dream is to endow it. And for our sponsors, that's how we receive money from our sponsors, is through the Kaylee Leahy Service Project.
So if someone wants to give to the scholarship, they can and wants to do that, they can go to clserviceproject.org, I guess, and get all the information.
Yeah. And you can do PayPal, or you can write a check. But if you do PayPal, you get a very nice little thank you. Our son was the first one to try it out, and it's a surprise. But, you know, PayPal does take some of that amount, but it's also such an easy vehicle for people to give through that online service. But, yes.
And it's a great way for people to support students who want to move forward in service. And that's what the scholarship really is about, is those who want to give back to their communities in many different forms. The guidelines are very broad but very specific in the terms of you want to give back. You know, it's something that you're not just doing for you. You're pursuing an education. You're pursuing a career that will do and continue Kaylee's legacy.
Yeah, it's a record of service and a vision for continued service in the future through, you know, education and career.
The vision part of it is what has always impressed me, because I've been on the panel the last few years that have heard the students. And I put myself in their shoes, and you ask them, so what's your plan on continuing this? And they all know, I'm going to this particular college, and they have this, and I want to do that. And I'm thinking, at that age, I was just thinking, I just want to go and get passing grades. And they already have a plan on how they want to serve as they go off to college.
Yeah, all four of our scholarship recipients are amazing human beings and super inspiring to me. Just to, you know, have seen them. Some of them I've known for years, and just it's wonderful to be able to help support them moving forward.
So if you've got a JM student who's a senior.
Yeah.
April 3rd
is the deadline.
Yes. And it takes a little bit of time to sit down and kind of put your thoughts together, because you are looking for someone who's a passion for them.
Yes, and it's just so everyone knows, John and I are not a part of the panel. We are just ones that are trying to recruit students to apply for it, and we also recruit money from donors.
Yeah, so the way the scholarship works is the students fill out an application and submit it to the counseling center at school. You can actually download the application now from the website, clserviceproject.org. We identify a panel, 3 to 5 people who ideally knew Kaylee but don't know any of the applicants, so that there's no personal bias that enters into the selection process. They review the applications. Usually there's an interview, a short interview, 15 minutes with the top applicants and candidates, and then the panel selects the person to receive the application. So it's worked really well.
Yeah, and then it's awarded at JM's graduation, and it's a true surprise, and it's so wonderful.
Yeah, that's what I think what makes it kind of fun, too, that you're able to do that.
Yeah, but this year, JM's graduation is the same weekend as our son. Our son, John, is graduating from UVA that weekend. So, you know, when it rains, it pours. Everything seems to happen. So
yeah.
I don't know how we're going to be in two places at once, but it's going to be a great weekend, and it's always an exciting time. So, for everyone.
We'll have virtual mom and dad at John's graduation, maybe.
It's going to be
eeny, meeny, miny, mo. Yeah, maybe live streaming. Yeah.
So again, it's the CLServiceProject.org is the website if you want to get all kinds of information on that, and that'll give you just how you can get involved, because that I guess that's the next step, like you say, of getting the scholarship endowed. So it's there.
Yeah, and our nephew Mark Bowman did a great job helping us sort of computer not savvy adults putting together this website. But it's very nice. There's a page that tells Kaylee's story. There's a page that talks about the scholarship, a page that talks about the day of service. There's a page of some of Kaylee's more quotable writings, and we have a page of things that other people have written and shared about Kaylee. Katie has some very beautiful words there, as does Billy Bailey. And
Elizabeth is on there.
Yeah, that's right.
And so, I guess the other thing is, if there are businesses out there, besides individuals that want to get involved, if there are businesses out there that think, this is something I'd like to be involved with and have my business involved with, get in touch with you.
Absolutely, yeah. We have a contact us button, so you can send us an email, or we welcome phone calls. So.
Yeah, I mean, our newest sponsor, Rappahannock Development Corporation, actually brought us two additional sponsors to help us do these banners, which the banners really expose everyone. They're so beautiful.
Yeah.
And we also had one of Kaylee's friends, a JM grad, UVA grad, Emma Lewis, who's branding the Service Scholars, the Service Project, and is our kind of our guru for all artistic things. So we are just like pulling people in right and left. Love to pull in businesses. Just we'd love to pull in anyone, but I think I always say we're always targeting our JM students to be volunteers. But we are, you know, we have volunteer spots to fill on April 4th. So you know, if you're interested in volunteering, you know, please let us know. But you know, we're excited for April 4th. Can't come soon enough.
So and that day we'll start at JM. You'll have a couple of speakers, and then.
Launch.
Off everyone goes.
It's very short.
Not a lot of lingering.
Yeah, we do not do any on-site registration. It's all, everything is pre-done. So yeah, it's a very short period of time at the beginning, and then the students and the volunteers launch, and they come back, they're done at noon, and everyone's like so like ready for the rest of the day. They're excited, and they sometimes go to lunch together, and it's just wonderful to see the students being beautiful young people, and our other volunteers, which we all call friends of Kaylee, just all feeling so good about what they did. So, and then the benefactors are the services, because without volunteers, those important seven important services could not do the great work and help the people in our community the way they do.
Kay, I mean, and I know that you're in the school and do recruiting. You have to feel great when you recruit some of these kids, or know that if, you know, I'm sure you pinpoint some kids and think, you need to come to this. And to see them, to see these students come and have it change kind of their worldview, and that's got to be exciting too.
Well, it is. I had a pretty cool experience last year where I was teaching in a regular level English class, and there were some true, clear leadership skills that I was seeing coming from one student, a little wayward in how they were being applied. And I just said, I need you to do this event. What you're, you know, all that you have here, all this power that you use to help convince people to do things. I said, we need you on our service event. And he's, you want me? And it just became a point of conversation for us. And he just hadn't understood about himself that he had that kind of power, and that could be used to do something that made him feel good, that made others feel good. And so that was, I think I'll probably think back on that moment a lot. It's just, you never know who you're going to help realize of their own potential.
Yeah.
And that's the power of being in the classroom with these kids.
Yeah.
For sure.
It's April 4th. It is the Kaylee Leahy Day of Service. CLServiceProject.org for information on the scholarship and the scholarship and the service day and in all of this. Elizabeth Ream is here from the school board, and also she's been involved with the Kaylee Leahy Day of Service from the start. Katie Hornan is a JM teacher and has also been involved in John and Leslie Leahy here too this morning. We need to take a quick break. We'll wrap it up when we come back on News Talk 1230 WF.
Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. You can weigh in about today's Town Talk topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, your host, Ted Schuh.
Kaylee Leahy Day of Service, our focus. It is April 4th. It is mainly a project for city school students. John and Leslie Leahy are here. They are Kaylee's parents, and some changes inside the walls of JM. And I know that the new principal Tim Duffy has I've seen him out at these events.
Yeah, Tim is a big volunteer for the Day of Service, and he also comes to quite a few of the planning committee meetings, and is a great person to kind of run ideas by, and is totally supportive of this, and we're super thankful. And, you know, Marcy Catlett was one of our first services that our students actually went to a few teachers' homes and to Marcy's home and did actual service. And it helped us kind of grow what we wanted to do with the program. And she's always been there. She's been there since the get-go.
You brought her in. She did a program with us one time.
That's right.
Yes, yeah. We did. Yeah, yep. She came in. You remember? Yeah, those are live. We have all those. Yeah. And then a newcomer to this is Dr. Russ. We worked very closely with him at the Walker Grant Center at the Annex. And he has offered to have city school buses take the volunteers to the Tree Fredericksburg service because it's not walkable, but it's in the city of Fredericksburg. And that's a real gift because that's 100 volunteers that are going to be going to that service event through Tree Fredericksburg.
And that'll be planting trees at the new baseball park.
Yeah, yeah, that's exciting too. But Elizabeth, one of the things that comes across in all of this, and again, as you as someone on the school board, something like this just gives energy to a school.
It does. It does. It gives energy to everybody. In fact, there's some of the school board members who have come and worked on the service project, too, because they get so energized by it. Yeah, it does provide a lot of energy.
And I just think for you to have been involved for all these years.
Well, I started off as a volunteer, as a friend of Kaylee, as a friend of the family.
Yeah.
And then, you know, I'm on the school board, too, but... You know, I started just because of that.
Yeah.
Not because of my school board connections, but because of a personal connection.
Right, right. And again, Katie, you're one of those familiar faces at this at this day. You've seen it all and continue to come back. And I think it's great that you and your daughter are always, because you're always out there doing something, whether you're planting trees or picking up trash or doing something.
Well, yeah, and, you know, I'm pretty sure that my daughter Isabel was 6 or 7 when she met Kaylee. And, you know, you're not oftentimes sure of what a child that age will remember, what's going to inspire them. But although it's not always Kaylee's name that she articulates, prior to our involvement in the Day of Service, you know, Isabel was a pretty typical kid, you know, very interested in her own things. But everything she wants to do now is service-oriented. She keeps thinking about all the jobs she can possibly do where she can give back. You know, she does want to be, quote unquote, a cancer doctor. She wants to be a teacher. She wants to be an activist. So it really is pretty amazing how someone can have such a large impact. You know, we're working with teenagers here, and sometimes they don't even understand where their influences are coming from. And that's the beauty of, we just keep coming, the Day of Service just keeps coming back to remind them, give them the opportunity to realize that within themselves.
What's great to see, John and Leslie, with you is, I mean, cancer barely slowed Kaylee down. I mean, right to the end, she did all that she could. And you too, through all of this and through all this that you've gone through, it really hasn't slowed you down as far as this passion. And you've just continued on. I mean, through the grief and all, this has been your goal, and it continues to grow. And now there's a bear in the studio. And you know, it's exciting to see, and it's been exciting for me just to be a part of it and watch it.
Yeah, I mean, well.
thank you. No, I mean, for me, Katie is a co-organizer of the Day of Service. We did not hatch this ourselves. We were just all in such deep grief, and we all rose out. This Day of Service rose out of grief.
Yeah.
And so we're just thankful that we had that vehicle and that we had the communities and the students telling us to do it again, do it again, do it again. So that's what we're doing. We're living today and doing all our best to give back to our community.
CLServiceProject.org, and the way that the community can give back is to get involved in this and give to the scholarship. And that along with the service component continues, and the scholarship is helping people continue their dream and move on. So it's CLServiceProject.org. The service day, again, is April the 4th. and starts early in the morning, ends about noon, and lives are changed. It is a day that the people a lot of times are really introduced to all of this. Unfortunately, we're out of time.
Aww.
I know. But until next time, Elizabeth Reeb, Katie Hornan, John and Leslie Leahy, thank you all for what you do. And this is just a great day, and
thank
I can't
you.
Wait to talk about it again.
Happy
Thanks.
Valentine's
thank
Day.
You so much.
Bye-bye.
That is it. We'll see you next week.
Thanks for listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. The Glenn Beck Program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA.